So the epistle for the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is taken from Jude, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies. Because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever, for that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence it is to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Please be seated. Obtain for us the purity of life and a safe pilgrimage. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last year we spoke about, on this feast, the idea and the sense that Our Lady is the refuge of sinners. Those of you that were able to attend the Mass on Monday, that was the Mass that I said. And it is fitting that we look to Our Lady as a sure refuge. She is one that would help us, as a true mother is always going to help her children. And so also, though, when we consider, look at Our Lady as this refuge, as this one that we can go to, that we can turn to, we can see throughout the liturgy of how the Catholic Church brings out this sense of her as a true mother. This idea of Our Lady being our refuge to help us, and how that the liturgy brings out many different aspects of this. One is the hymn, the Ave Maria Stella. There we hail Our Lady as the Star of the Sea. And again, it looks to Our Lady as a true refuge to us. Because one, we think about, obviously, a Star of the Sea, something that we can follow, just with the same idea, the same sense that the three wise men, that they followed this star to find the Christ child. That it lit up the darkness, it was able for them to see it, to search after it. And so it's something that we see that the Church places in this hymn, this beautiful hymn of Our Lady, hailing her as this Star of the Sea. That she will be there to light up the seaway for us, to find the true port of heaven. And so that is something that if we take a look at this hymn, it is something that is dedicated to Our Lady, of truly being then, again, as I say, a refuge for us, an advocate. Throughout the hymn, if you look at the different verses of it, one of the things it also mentions is she's our advocate in heaven. She's the happy gate to heaven. So again and again, we see how the Church brings to us the understanding of the devotion to Our Lady that we must have. And that is something that obviously I've taken many opportunities to preach to you about. Just a little while ago when we had the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel last month. Of understanding the different devotions that the Church gives to us. These different means that we have at our disposal that will help us to get to heaven. But I think it's also interesting for us then to try to note and to try to understand of how with the saints, they too will also remind us of the fact that if you want to go to the Son, you must go through the Mother, St. Louis de Montfort. And many of the saints talk about how necessary it is to have devotion to Our Lady. But it's not really an option for us. It is a necessity. I know with different saints, we can have our own devotion to them. Whether St. Patrick, St. Denis, just to name a few, these saints that are high in heaven. But it's not something that the same that we look at the devotion to Our Lady. That the saints, the church, instills in us that is a necessary devotion. One that we must have. Our Lord even says it Himself. When our Lord told Sister Lucia and Fatima that He wanted her to promote the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. That would be a refuge at the end times. The rosary, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. He shows the importance that we must have in the devotion to Our Lady. He shows to us that it's a necessity for us. It is something that will help us in the end times. It is not an option necessarily. And so that is the thing that we must try to understand and gather when we have a great feast like the Assumption. Our Lady was privileged to be assumed body and soul into heaven because she was the Mother of God. Because she was that first tabernacle, the first place of our Lord. And so then that is why then we can see very, very clearly and very truly why the church places so much emphasis on this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is why we've had many opportunities to see that through sermons, through conferences, of how important it is for us. And yes, as sinners, that we have this refuge, that we have this advocate that will call and help us to come to the port of heaven. And that is something that we must try to understand. That is something that we must put into practice. And so that is why when you look at the different the different sacramentals of Our Lady, I mean, the miraculous medal, it has this title because of the miraculous powers of conversion or the miraculous powers of curing souls. The brown scapular, as I mentioned last month, by the wearing of it in the practice of that devotion, one a soul will never suffer the pains of hell. And so throughout we can see the true privilege that Our Lady was granted. Not only during her life, but then obviously also then after her life. The intercession that she will have for all of our souls. And as I say, that it is a necessity for us. It is a necessity for us to understand the devotion that we must have to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. I mean, truly, that is something that distinguishes us from other religions. They don't recognize Our Lady as the true Mother of God, as one that was immaculately conceived. And that is something that we must try to understand, that her son would be very hurt without us having that devotion to his mother, especially when he asks that from us, when he tells us that the refuge that you will have in the end times will be the devotion to my mother's Immaculate Heart. So then how can we, in a sense, turn our back on that? And so time and time again, you see the saints pointing this out. St. Bernard of Clairvaux calling her the sinner's ladder to heaven. The means for us to crawl out of our sins to get to heaven. Again, this whole idea of this refuge. And so that is why then, in quoting to you, part of the Ave Maria Stella, of one obtaining for us the purity of life, the purity that is necessary for us to be pleasing to her Son, to get to heaven. I mean, one, we think about the purity intention that we must try to have for our prayers, but then also the purity of life that we must have, of being pleasing. That is why the Blessed Virgin Mary, she was immaculate conceived. Because being this tabernacle of our Lord, that it is only fitting that she was conceived without any sin. And that is what we strive to be, because we also house our Lord when we are in the state of grace. But then also a safe pilgrimage, that she obtained that for us. And I think it's very fitting as we, you know, head toward our pilgrimage on Friday and Saturday. And as I've tried to prepare all of us for that pilgrimage, that sense of that, I told you that a pilgrimage is just a taste for what we are trying to do in this life, of getting to the next life, of getting to heaven. And so here we have in the Ave Maria Stella, asking Our Lady, beseeching Our Lady to help us to obtain that safe pilgrimage to heaven. And so then all we have to do is to think of the other prayers of Our Lady, St. Bernard's Memorare, asking that she never turn a deaf ear to our requests, and that she help us to obtain this. And so that is something that we must pray for, that is something that we must ask for. And so one of the things to consider during your pilgrimage, as I say, whether you're making the pilgrimage on foot or whether you're making the pilgrimage in spirit, is to help us to have that true devotion to the Immaculate Heart. It is one of the intentions that we have, that we are under the protection of the Sacred and the Immaculate Hearts. And so let us try to, you know, ask for that grace from Almighty God. And even in this hymn, it talks about asking Our Lady to show herself as a mother. Show thyself as a mother. And that is something that all we have to think about are our own mothers, the care that they have for our souls, the advocates that they are for us. And that is something that we must strive for, to be a true child of Our Lady. And so I encourage you to consider these things, to think about these things, to pray about them, and that your devotion be strengthened, because it is a necessity for us. And that's why I say, if you look at what the saints have said, if you look at what our Lord Jesus Christ has said about his mother, it clearly shows to us it's not an option for us. It is a necessity that we must have to be true children of Our Lady. And so whether you accomplish that through the wearing of the miraculous medal, the wearing of the bronze scapular, the praying of the rosary, any of these means, that is how you show your filial devotion to Our Lady. And so let us turn to Our Lady, especially on this great feast day of hers, and ask for that help. I mean, obviously, when we look at this feast day and we look at the liturgy for the Mass itself, it clearly shows to us of the idea and the sense of looking toward the higher things, of looking toward heaven, where Our Lady was assumed body and soul, and that we can gain that same help. And so I'll leave to you another famous prayer of Our Lady, another also hymn, the Subtuum Praesidium. I'll leave to you the words of it, so also you can have the sense and the idea of how the Church continues to pray to Our Lady. We fly to thy patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, but deliver us from all dangers, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.